I hang him up to dry.
我把他吊起来让他晾干。
Jim and Mary were both patients in a mental hospital. One day, while they were walking by the hospital's swimming pool, Jim suddenly jumped into the deep end. He sank to the bottom. Mary promptly jumped in to save him. She swam to the bottom and pulled Jim out. When the medical director became aware of Mary's heroic act, he immediately reviewed her file and caught her in his office. Mary, I had a good news and bad news. The good news is you're being discharged, because since you were able to jump in and save the life of another patient, I think you've regained your senses. The bad news is Jim, the patient you saved, hung himself with his bathrobe belt in the bathroom. He's dead. Mary replied, He didn't hang himself. I hang him up to dry.
Jim 和 Mary 都是精神病院里的病人。一天，他们沿着医院的游泳池散步。Jim 突然跳入泳池的深水区，他沉到了底部。Mary 立刻跳下去救他，他潜到水底，把 Jim 拉了上来。当院长听闻了 Mary 的英勇行为后，他立刻翻看了他的病历档案，把他叫进了自己的办公室。Mary， 我有一个好消息和一个坏消息要告诉你。好消息是，你能跳入水中救其他病人，这说明你的意识已经恢复了，你可以出院了。坏消息就是 Jim， 你救的那个病人，他用自己的浴袍袋子在浴室上吊自杀了。Mary 说，他没有自杀，是我把他吊起来，好让他晾干。
Tell you more，
来看一下语言点。
Became aware of，
也可以说 be aware of， 表示发觉、注意到，相当于 know， 只不过更正式一些。如
When she became aware of the danger, she left the house immediately.
当她察觉到了危险，她立即离开了那所房子。
Discharge,
原意是卸货、解雇、释放。这里解释为出院，也可以表示为 be discharged from hospital.
如 You're going to be discharged tomorrow.
你明天就可以出院了。
Hung him up to dry,
hang up, 意思比较多。这里表示吊挂、悬吊，
如 Hang up the T-shirt, please.
请把 T-shirt 挂起来。要注意的是 ，hang 有两个变体，理解为挂起的时候 ，hang 的过去式和完成式是 hung, hung， 而理解为绞死、吊死的时候，过去式和完成式是 hanged, hanged。
Hung himself to dry
表示把它吊起来，好让它晾干。这里 to dry 表示目的， Mary 的意思是 Jim 落水后身上都湿了，自己为了把它弄干，特地用浴袍袋子把它吊了起来，说明他不仅没有像院长以为的那样神志清醒，而是仍然疯得够厉害的。好，这则笑话就讲解到这儿，谢谢收听。